Do you speak their language? Have you ever read the book, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman? It really is an insightful book. It's helped so many couples and parents understand that everyone has a way of giving and receiving love. The Bible says that love should be our priority. 1 Corinthians 13, if I speak in tongues of men and angels but do not have love, I'm a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, if I have the faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardships that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. I must be honest with you. Most of my clients wanted to love and be loved. Many of them were sincere believers, but when it came to love, it seemed like they were lost. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. In my experience, I've discovered that most couples have never learned to speak the same language as their mates or their kids. It's not that they were unwilling to love. It's that they didn't know how. Do you know the five different love languages? I'd love to unwrap them for you today. And here are the five love languages from Gary Chapman. Number one, words of affirmation. Number two, gifts. Number three, acts of service. Number four, quality time. And number five, physical touch. I'll never forget the first few years of marriage to Denise. It was difficult, hard, and even miserable until we learned we were speaking different love languages. Her needs weren't being met by me, and mine weren't met either. I wanted more physical touch and words of affirmation, and she wanted more quality time and acts of service. It really felt like we were speaking two different languages. Have you ever learned to speak your family's love languages? Have they learned your languages? Are you willing to learn their languages? I'm praying that your willingness will open up more love than you ever imagined. Don't give up on the first few attempts. I believe God will help you because he loves you. You're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Margulet.